Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting.
From the other side.
Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Oh my God. Thank you, LiveParanormal.com, for finally playing my intro. Cool. Today we have with us the illustrious Veronica Drake at veronicadrake.com, who is my son's voice, and we have my son, Eric Med, who's spirit guide on the other side, who is going to help us with something very interesting. So many of us stray from our spiritual path. Now, what does that feel like? How can you tell you're off your path? And certainly, how do you get back on it? So, Eric, I love you.
I love you, Mama.
So, and I love you, Veronica. So
I love you too, Adisa.
Maybe you can enlighten us, sweetie pie.
So the first thing that Eric is showing me is ET. He's doing the long finger, and it says, phone home.
So
the Brits would call it cheeky, in other words, because phone home means, you know, to go home, to go back to the source, he's saying. And he wants to give us some concrete examples. He's very sedate tonight about this topic. So we'll see what happens. He says there's a lot of learning to be had, and this is a big, big, big topic, because getting on the spiritual path is what will heal the collective.
Oh.
And it's really an important topic, and he really wants us to do it justice. He's also saying that don't worry, because he will cuss and he will think about boobs. So it's all good.
All right. Of course you will.
So the first thing he wants everyone to know is that it's really important that everybody understand that their spiritual path looks unique to them. There are core principles when it comes to being on a spiritual path, but the main thing to remember, he says, is love. So in the event that you wonder, am I on a spiritual path? You know, is it of love? Is a great question. He's also saying that we don't have to have some, he's like doing big hand gestures, epiphany or awakening to put us on the path. He goes, a lot of people find the path because they get to a point where there's nowhere else to go. However, in true Eric fashion, he says you can be sitting on the toilet reading your phone and something goes, aha, and you're on the path. So, hey, I'm the translator.
That's him. Hey, what is he wearing today? Eric, do you have on a hat?
Eric, actually, he has on, it's a red baseball cap, and he's got on a pair of, they look like, I'm going to call them skinny jeans, they're tight. He's got a pair of Van sneakers on his feet, and he's got like this funky t-shirt on that looks like it has a tie, like one of those tuxedo
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he's dressed up.
Aw. Dressed up for the occasion.
Yeah, dressed up.
All dressed up and no place to go.
Or yeah, exactly. He goes, Mom, I have a lot of places to go.
I know. And you're probably in those places as we speak. All right, so how can
Absolutely.
We tell if we're, what are the symptoms of being off of your spiritual path?
The biggest word is disconnect. He says, and think about it like this. You're going along life, you're living life, you find happiness, you have the right relationship, you have, money to eat, keep a roof over your head. It's like when you're running the vacuum cleaner and it's going, it's powered, and all of a sudden you take the vacuum cleaner too far and you yank the cord out of the wall.
Mm.
So it really is lack of
that's
total
irritating.
Lack of energy.
That's so irritating, especially with those vacuum cleaners that suck up the cord.
Oh, that's why I don't vacuum. No, I'm kidding. So he says that you're literally getting unplugged from source, from what feeds you. And you become lethargic, you become anxious, you become irritated, you become combative. And he says it's just not a nice place to be.
So can you suffer from depression, loneliness? I mean,
he doesn't want to use the word depression per se, because he's using depression, but he's putting it in air quotes because he wants us to be mindful that depression, let me get this right, because depression in and of itself is a quote-unquote issue, where when you fall off the spiritual path, you might become, he's using the word blasé or blah, or it's not a full-blown depression. Like you don't feel like you feel. He knows firsthand what it feels like to be severely depressed. You do not feel like that when you fall off the spiritual path.
So you just
it's
feel
nowhere near that level.
Unplugged from life, sort of?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you feel lethargic and you feel run down. He says you could even use phrases like, my plate is full, I can't handle anymore. You begin to say those kind of phrases when you fall off the path.
Okay. What other adjectives?
Where when
you
you're depressed. I'm sorry?
What other? No, you can go ahead and finish. Go ahead.
He's saying that it's really important to distinguish that when you're off the spiritual path, you eventually begin to realize that something's off. And sometimes, well, he says a lot of times with depression, you don't necessarily get that awareness.
Okay.
So he wants to, he's saying distinguish between the two. He doesn't want people who need help for depression to think, oh, I got to get back on my spiritual path. However, yes, Eric, please clarify. However, getting back on the spiritual path can put more juice, more mojo in you, and therefore give you the oomph to get the help for your depression, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So how would a person figure out if they are on a spiritual path? Just because they feel disconnected? I mean, how can they be sure, in other words?
Mm-hmm. Usually when people go on the spiritual path, it's not associated with religion per se, but you can be religious and go on the spiritual path, but it's not necessarily associated with that. Let's just say you have a practice, he says, of getting still, or you attend a regular circle of support that is all spiritual based, and you find yourself weaning off of that. That's one clear indication. You wake up and you usually say your prayers or meditate, and all of a sudden you're waking up late, you don't have time for it. You're running your car with no gas.
Okay. All right. So how do we get back on our spiritual path? Once we figure out that we're off of it. I don't know. I want more clarification on how we can figure out that we're not on our spiritual path. Do we feel empty inside? Do you feel less tapped into the collective? Do you feel anxiety? Do you feel like you don't belong? I just want a bunch of those kind of things thrown at me.
Right. And he's saying that it happens all the time that people fall off the path. And it's really, he said, it's collectively we're off the spiritual path as a whole, as a society. Okay. Because if you look at it, everybody's angry.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very typical sign. Everybody's angry. Everybody's me, me, me. Now he's saying everybody, and he wants to clarify, he's using that in a general term. He doesn't want people to say, oh, everybody's angry. But everybody's angry. Everybody's walking around with a personal agenda. from the top all the way down. And when you remember that you can feel a different way, literally, because the spiritual path invokes a feeling, he's saying. So when you remember you can feel a different way, meaning you don't feel empty, because when you're off the spiritual path, guess what? The biggest feeling that you have is being alone. You feel alone. You feel isolated. You might say the words, I feel broken. And he's saying, the other thing is, it's interesting because what I hear him saying is that being off the spiritual path means that we're out of alignment energetically, which can promote dis-ease in the body. Mm-hmm. And so being off the spiritual path, perhaps you find yourself being, he's saying, how could I forget this one? Mental fog. Big sign of being off the spiritual path. Mental fog. You walk around, you can't see what's coming at you. Pessimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Very pessimistic off the spiritual path. You live in the energy of the blamer or the victim. Big sign. You're off the spiritual path.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the victim, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was wondering if there's any
energies
that are manifested in particular when somebody's on a spiritual path.
A big, big, big problem, he's saying, he's rubbing his belly, is gastrointestinal. He said, if you look at the world right now, next to the low back, he's saying, because he's pointing to his low back, everybody's got a back problem. Next to the low back, we have stomach issues. My belly hurts. I have bowel issues. So he's saying a big symptom is because what happens is the solar plexus, all the energy is backing up, which is really has to do with self-worth, self-esteem, self-expression partly. And as we get these stomach issues, it's really a sign that we need to tune in and tune up spiritually.
Okay.
So... gastrointestinal, number one, gastrointestinal. The other thing is severe, he's not going to use the word migraines, but he's going to say headaches, bad headaches.
Interesting.
He's rubbing his forehead, like right in the forehead area.
Is that because you're not connected to source with your crown chakra? Is that why?
Well, and absolutely, there's a blockage somewhere. He's saying that's a side item, he's saying. So it is a symptom of it. It is a symptom of it. It's not what causes it, though.
Okay. Oh, yeah, of course not.
Yeah. So with the headache, as he's showing me the front of the head, he's saying what happens is he's got a lot going on, but I'm just going to tell you this part. The intuitive, the third eye, becomes blocked because we don't live as we're naturally born to live, intuitively seeing things. We shut it off. So
that's terrible because
we
need our intuition to figure out our spiritual path, it would seem.
Absolutely. And they, great awareness, he says, Mom, great point. They go hand in hand. And so when you feel like you're off or out of sorts or, I know this, and then you feel like you're not connecting with your intuition, that's a great place to start looking at your spiritual path. Where have I fallen off? What's going on with me? And he's saying there are different degrees of falling off. You know, you don't have to fall all the way off. You know, you can take a little, he said you could take a little trek off the side and, you know, maybe it's making a decision one way that doesn't support the spiritual path. Like he's given little examples like that, but you don't have to go all the way off of it to feel some of these effects.
You just might be taking the scenic route for a little bit.
There you go. Okay. Yep. Taking the long route.
All right. So can you work on the solar plexus and third eye chakra with crystals, iTunes or YouTube to help clear these blockages, energy healing, all that? Does that help?
He says the best way, the quickest way, the shortest way, the simplest way is to ground yourself.
Okay.
First of all, he says you have to realize, Can I say what he's saying?
Sure.
You have to realize that. You have to realize that something's fucked up.
All right. Yeah, drop those F-bombs, girl.
Saying. Okay. You have to realize that. He's hoping that this show will help people realize that. So once you realize that, the next thing you want to do is ground yourself. Get your feet on the earth, literally, because we have energy centers in our foot. And when we ground ourselves, right? When we ground ourselves, he's saying, like, grind your feet into the earth, because there's, picture little electrodes, wires coming down out of the feet. And he's making all these hand motions at the bottom of his foot. All these tentacle-like things that you're going to just plant into the ground. You're going to pull. They're like straws. You're sucking the energy up into you. And take it to your low back, to your first chakra, okay?
Yeah, take
and
it all the way down pump to, the, it. To the core of the earth. Get those tentacles all the way down to the core of the earth.
It's like you're drilling for oil, he says.
There we go. There we go.
That's a Texas thing, right? Y'all know that.
Yes. And if my husband goes on and on about, you know, some sort of complaint of his, I'll say, hey, you struck oil. Stop drilling.
Well, then that's what Eric's saying. You're drilling for oil. Okay. So you really want to get down
on
there to the core.
Yeah, how do you get back on your spiritual path?
Getting back on begins with grounding yourself. And believe it or not, saying, look at the people you surround yourself with. Now, we have to live life, he says. You've got to go to work. You've got to sit next to Kathy coworker, and you've got to sit next to Johnny coworker. But Kathy coworker and Johnny coworker might be vibrating at a very low energy. Therefore, you have to be mindful of that and raise your vibration, because getting back on the spiritual path includes raising your vibration. But Kathy and Johnny coworker might want to bring you back down. Be aware of it. Understand. He says for most people that are on the spiritual path, they understand what a vibration is. But to put it simply, as we opened up with, a vibration is love. It's energy that you vibrate at vibrates at a very high level. It's love.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, he says. I love you. I love you. When you say the words, I love you, you vibrate at a high level. It's who you surround yourself with. It's grounding yourself. And it's a daily practice that gets you still.
Yeah.
Now, he's saying, he's chuckling because he wasn't one to get really, really still, he says.
No.
He's saying get still to the level that you can hear. And he's guaranteeing that the angels, the spirit guides, him will meet you at that level if you ask to help get quiet. They'll help you.
Okay. And once you're in that quiet space, what do you do?
Once you're in that quiet space, it's really, really what you're doing is listening, he says.
Yeah.
You're just listening. Because here's the thing. When you get quiet, I'd like to interject that the question is, what is the meaning of my life?
Mm-hmm.
I find that to be a very therapeutic, it's a great conversation starter. And he's shaking his head. He agrees. So
good.
You can open with any question that feels good for you. Mm-hmm. It's just begin to get still, ask a question. And the other thing is acknowledge you fell off the damn path.
Yeah.
It's not like the universe, God, angels don't know, you know? Just say, look, I'm here to get back on, you know. Nature. He loves nature. He loves the rhythm of nature, wind blowing in the trees, the way the water floats across the lake when the wind blows. He loves the rhythm, the natural rhythm of nature. So he's highly encouraging that. And also, find yourself a great spiritual teacher. If you want to expand and you want like a routine check-in, check in every 3 months with somebody who teaches this stuff. So
okay.
It'll help you keep on the path.
Well, that's awesome. Wise words. And we are almost finished with our 20 minutes. So I just want to take a break and say, hello, myparanormal.com. Thank you for letting us do this. And, you know, otherwise it would be very difficult to spread all that Eric love and wisdom all over the world. So we're going to take callers. You guys game?
Oh, he's jazzed up now. He's fixing his tie on his shirt. Not real though, Eric.
Is it a painted on tie or is it an actual tie?
Yes, it's a painted on tie and he's still adjusting it with the collar of his shirt. Like, what the hell? All right.
All right, let's take somebody from the 910 area code. Hi there, how are you?
Hi.
What's up?
Hi. I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Megan and from North Carolina.
Oh, okay, that's right. So what you got for our boy? What question do you have?
I just moved into a new house and... we got there and felt like there was something there, and then I got attacked and was sick for a while, almost died. It was really bad. But we've got somebody out to do a blessing on the house and wanted to know if it would work. And like, what?
Yeah. So what was in the house there? Her new house. What was haunting?
We were convinced at first that it was a child and then discovered that it disguised itself as a child, and we're kind of convinced now it was a demon. Like, we've got friends leaving the house with scratches on them. It's attacked the dog, and the dog's barking at it. And
oh, my God.
It came across a salt. We threw a salt barrier down and told it that it wasn't to cross it so that we could, like, camp out in the living room.
Yeah.
Until we got somebody out to bless the house, and it came across the salt line.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so Eric, slow down. Who is it? Or what is it?
The first thing he's showing is it's a blob. It doesn't have any imagery to him. It's a blob of energy. And because we're not Megan will see it if you see it as a having physicality, or somebody that's in the actual dwelling will see it as a physicality. We, Eric and I, could be showing me, we see it as a blob. It's just a figure of, here's the thing, really nasty, badass energy. Just like, Eric, he's not saying demon, he's just saying it's nasty, nasty, badass energy that is there to torment. It will
well,
not.
We've done several cleansings on the house, and like it hasn't gone away.
Well,
and we've got somebody coming up to do a blessing, and
it won't leave the house. It won't leave the house because it has ties to the house forever and ever, and it feels territorial. What he's telling me to tell you is to try and make friends with it.
And how do you do that?
Friends with it. Set boundaries. He's saying yes with the salt boundaries. What kind of salt did you use?
We used sea salt, and we tried setting boundaries. We initially went in there to be friends with it because we wasn't sure what it was at first. And now it's attacking people. It's made me sick, and it like literally latched on and attacked me. And we did several cleansings and it didn't go away. My grandmother actually went out to the house with anointing oil and prayed over and blessed it, and we haven't felt it since, but we're going to have somebody else come out and do it. We're wondering if it's going to, like, stay gone. Like, there was portals in the house, and we had a whole bunch of really big mirrors facing each other. We've covered them with paint.
Oh.
It won't stay gone, but you can control it, and once you show it that you mean business and you're doing all the right things, he says, it's just going to take time. It's like when you learn to dance with a new partner and the partner's aggressive and steps on your feet. You're just going to have to do this dance. The salt is absolutely right. He says he's encouraging you to put the salt over the doorways of the bedrooms because one place it won't go is in the bedroom. You can sage the bedroom. The other thing, this is interesting, he's saying cinnamon.
Huh.
Cinnamon.
Hmm.
It has this blob, as we see it, has this, it doesn't like cinnamon, the scent of cinnamon.
Well, I'm thinking, did you just move?
you know what?
Megan's my girlfriend. My name is Haley. I've told her to move, and she won't listen to me.
Well, that's
oh
what it
God.
Was.
It's just not worth it. And by the way, do you have to have a tetanus shot if you get scratched by one of these entities? I don't know, or rabies? I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, it seems like the best thing to do is just freaking move and leave no forwarding address.
Hey, you know what? That's what it wants, Eric says. So you this is going to build your strength, and you're going to learn something from this. And he assures me that it cannot physically hurt you any more than it has.
Okay, well,
it's at its maximum capacity.
Mm.
Oh,
well,
oh,
okay, well.
Saying, have you straight out asked it to leave?
Yeah, many times.
Okay, well, he's saying it's very close. It won't leave, but it will calm down, and it will revert or go back to its space.
Well, it's space happens to be in the bedroom in which we sleep, in the bathroom that we mainly use.
Mm-hmm. Well, that you might change.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think we need to go ahead and go on to another caller. Thank you for calling in. I say just freaking move.
Thank you.
Honest opinion, I cannot live under those circumstances. No freaking way. No. I'm too much of a scaredy cat.
Either.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You bet. Seriously, I would be too scared. It's like me... Just the thought of, like, seeing an alien, like, having one even though I know it's no big deal or whatever, I think I would just freak out. All right, here's one from the 219 area code. Hi there. What's up?
Hi, Miss Elisa and Veronica. Thank
hey.
You for taking my call. My name is Linda from
hi.
East Chicago.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, we're out in the suburbs of Chicago. Thank you so much, Eric. My question for Eric is, I'm looking to change jobs. What industry do you see me excelling at?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm also working on my spiritual path, and I feel drained. So I'm working on that.
Do you do something with numbers right now?
Yes, like insurance, commercial
mm-hmm.
insurance, so renewal premiums, negotiations.
Oh, right.
It's been
so
14 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's time to put that away.
I agree.
Because here's the thing. Eric is showing me you're very right brain. You can be left brain. You can do it, and you're doing a fabulous job, blah, blah, blah. But mm-hmm. it's like you're not going anywhere. You're riding a bike without a chain. You're just kind of
yeah.
getting nowhere. You're exhausted. And here's the thing. You are going to make the shift into doing something with numbers, but it's counting your own numbers in your own business, rowing your own boat, he says.
Cool.
So are you into rowing your own boat, doing your own thing?
I've been just – talking about it, but not actually taking any steps
mm-hmm.
to do it. You know what I'm saying? Not taking that leap of faith because
right.
I, you know, again, I've been the money earner for 14 years and I'm scared.
Yeah, oh, of course. Here's the thing, sweetheart. He's reassuring you that it's not like you're going to run and jump off the end of the building and have to worry if you're going to fly. You're going to go off the building in a very prepared way because nothing's going to move for you for another 12 to 18 months. It's going to be da-dum, 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 da-dum.
So it's going to be step by step.
In a very slow, methodical process. And here's the other thing. You will be going back to school for something that's going to enhance what you already know naturally to build your business on.
And what kind of business do you think? Or maybe you can't
say.
I don't know.
Do you know what you want to do spiritually?
I'd like to channel and work with angel cards and
mm-hmm.
give intuitive messages
well,
and things
and
like that.
The angels are here and Eric is here and we're all seeing that you're going to work with them. You're going to be a voice for them, but you're going to help a very specific group of people. Did you lose a child?
No.
Okay.
No, but I had a hard upbringing as far as,
right. Maybe you lost your own
like
childhood then. Maybe he
mm-hmm.
did.
So maybe you were the lost child.
That's
you were the
true.
Lost child.
That makes so much sense.
So, So what you're going to do is help reconnect people with that inner piece of that inner, or that inner child, he says. You're going to help, you're going to reintroduce them using guidance from the angels. And you're very gifted intuitively. You just kind of know things, don't you?
Yes.
Well,
and that's
just
more validation. That's just more validation, you know, so hard on myself. I think I'm my toughest critic.
He's saying own that shit. Own that shit.
Own that shit.
Own that shit. So
that's
very
valuable information.
Yeah. You keep on doing what you're doing, honey, and the answers will be revealed to you, he says, because remember, 12 to 18 months, pace yourself. You can't cut off your source of income. And also, do you have a partner in your life?
I do.
Didn't ask about this, but he's bringing up the fact that it's, is there equality there? Is it an equal partnership?
No, I've always been.
There. Yep.
Yeah.
So look at that. That's part of the dealing with it.
But
we
I
can
feel
see
it, and it
worry.
Weighs on me. Okay.
We know. Okay.
Thank you. Thank
we
you
hope
so much.
Helpful.
I love you guys. Very
love
helpful.
You too,
very much. Oh, okay. Thanks.
Good luck. Sounds like an exciting adventure ahead of her, but I think she and her partner probably need to have a little sit-down talk. Maybe
that's
what's
blocking her. That's what Eric says. That's the energy is blocking her because it's not flowing.
Sure. Okay, let's take somebody from the 914 area code. Hi there. What's up?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank
How
you for calling.
You?
I'm fine. Thank what's
you.
Your first name?
My first name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Where do you
Hi, live? Catherine.
Hi. I just have to say I love the name Eric, by the way. It's one of my childhood friends, so that's why I had to call in.
Aww.
Aww.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
So where are you calling from?
Name. I'm in New York.
Oh, New York. Okay, great. So what question do you have for our boy?
I was wondering when does he see me starting my new project? And if that begins with asking Kevin when he would be ready to work.
Okay. So a very specific date. And the dates, the launch date, the beginning date, June 18th, 2018. Does that mean anything to you?
Wow. No, but that's like super specific.
I know. And what's interesting about it, from with the 18s numerology, the 8, that's all about wealth and success and balance. And the 1 is all about, I know I digress, but the 1 is all about self-initiative, self-starter, being independent, doing it all yourself. So June 18th, 2018. Now, he's saying it's the launch. That could be you sign the agreement. That could be you roll out the blueprint. It could be, it's free will, because you could say, I'm going to do this now. And by June 18, you know, the doors could be, the quote unquote doors could be open and you could be rolling in it. So is that?
Right.
Depends
right.
On,
yeah,
depend on Kevin. Kevin, right?
Yes.
Is it Kevin? Okay. So what's going on with Kevin, Eric?
Listen, Kevin, Eric is showing me, no offense, okay, but Eric is showing me like a bag of potatoes over your shoulder. Kevin can be a foot dragger. Is that true?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Kevin's in fear. I get it. Eric gets it. And it's all about just understanding what you're really scared about. And then for the first time looking into that fear, Eric says, because there's no way this is going to fail. Is it going to be a service-based business?
Yes, yes. It's artistic. So I do believe that art is a service.
Healer.
And
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's therapeutic. It's also cutting edge and creative. Like there's not a lot of it going on right now, is that correct?
Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
wow.
Eric says, listen. Eric says, do whatever you need to do to help Kevin face his fears, because that's the only thing stopping you.
And what can she do to help him do that?
Maybe have go to a spiritual life coach.
Get a reading.
Maybe hook
them
up with
a life
coach.
See what the blocks are.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, the other thing you can do is, does Kevin tell you what he's afraid of?
I really think it's just that he's been burnt in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really, like, when I first took up, I do admire him, and you're right, I do believe he is sincere. I just think it's, you know, you kind of blame the new people for what the old people have done.
Yeah. It's a mentality.
That type of mentality.
Yeah,
that's what I personally feel it is.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be good for both of you to have a reading together. That'd be interesting. But I really would recommend... I really would recommend Jamin Olivencia. He's a really good spiritual life coach. He's helping my son, Lucas, a lot. So that's JaminOlivencia.com. So it sounds like you got some exciting things in store. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Take care, Linda.
All. Thank you, Eric. Thank you. Many blessings to you all. Thank you.
Bye, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye.
Blessings
little energy.
Oh, yes, very much so. Oh, I'm so excited for her. I really
am.
I feel like there's going to be great things happening for her. All right, let's take one from the 111. Here we go. Actually, it's 111, 111, 1111. Those are angel signs or something. Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Anybody home? Hi there.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is John from the UK.
Hey, from the UK.
Hey.
How are you doing? I love this overseas call.
We emailed the other day, so I've eventually got on.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Oh, you're the one who said you'd be calling on a Skype number but didn't know where it would be?
Yes.
Yes, all right.
And it's got to be about 11 o'clock at night for you, yes?
It's 20 to 1 in the morning.
Oh, my God, even later than I thought. Okay, God bless you. Here you are.
What question have you got for Eric?
Okay, my dad is in his second marriage, and his wife, Leslie, has often said that my dad promised he wouldn't leave her on her own. But presently, my dad has got advanced cancer, and he keeps asking me, why is it taking him so long to die? So my question is, is it part of his soul contract with his wife to wait until she has made the transition to the afterlife before he himself crosses over, even though she appears to be in good health?
No. The short answer is no. What's happening, Eric says, is that he will stay present and with us until she understands and is in alignment with it's time for him to cross over. So he said he wouldn't leave her. And what he means by that now is that when she understands that he has to leave her, and not that she'll ever be okay with it, Eric is saying, but it's a conversation between the two of them that's actually stopping him. And by the way, it's not his time yet.
Wow, it's amazing. He's been near the end of death, and now he's eating steak.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are they saying? What are they saying his prognosis is?
Oh, he's on his way out.
Mm-hmm. Because Eric is saying he's got to have this conversation with her that he's not leaving her, that it's part of the process which happens. He'll always be with her. So is she open to this kind of stuff, these kind of conversations?
She is, but she's a bit dense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he'll never leave her. Yeah.
That's what my kids say about me. Oh, no.
Me too. I was just going to say, who isn't? listen, here's the thing. She will be okay, and he's not due. Eric is saying his flight isn't due to take off until early 2018. So...
is there anything they can do to help him medically? Because I know, for example, there have been amazing cures using IV intravenous alpha-lipoic acid and low-dose naltrexone. Two very non-toxic substances, even in advanced cancers.
He won't take anything. He's only on paracetamol.
Okay.
There have been cures with these two things that are very inexpensive. That's why pharmaceutical companies want to keep it a secret.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, it's not time yet, and he will have this conversation with her. Does he go in and out of it, like where there'll be days where he just is so lethargic he can't move?
Yes, because he's bedbound.
Mm-hmm. And then there are other days where he perks up because I'm going to tell you something. Eric is showing me he's getting visitations from the other side saying, all right, I'm picking you up. Are you ready? And he's going, no, I'm not ready yet. Because he's worried. Well, I don't know if worried is the right word. Eric is saying he needs to work with Leslie. He needs to work because part of their contract together is that he teach her independence. Okay. So, again, late 2017, early 2018.
Well, that's very interesting. I was hoping she would go beforehand because she's going to. I reckon she's going to cause us a lot of problems. And I mean it in the nicest possible way.
There's nothing wrong with her, though, right?
No.
Well, short of a bus.
There's always those double-decker buses over there.
Well, I just said short of a bus.
Yeah, there we go. We're channeling each other. All right. Well, we'll send all three of you, okay?
Thank you very much. And love to you
Thank
all.
You. Love you, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was kind of funny. Oh, he's sweet. All right. Let's take one. The next one on the list is from the 760 area code. I don't know why I have to push this button twice sometimes.
Hello?
No time for this nonsense. All right.
Hello?
Hi there. How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm fine. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Veronica. Hi, Eric.
Hey, hi.
Hi, I'm Mike. This is awesome. I got in.
Awesome.
Hey, Mike. I'm excited.
We are too, Mike. Where are you from?
I'm from California, Southern California.
Okay.
And awesome. I just want to throw out a couple of things and let Eric decide what he wants to answer. My main inquiry is for it's a good friend of mine. He's like a brother to me, and I have his pictures out here to get the vibe. And let's see. What I need to know is just give you a brief description. He's going through a lot of hardships. He's a workaholic. He has issues emotionally and financially. And a while back, he experienced a strange occurrence. In the middle of the night, he sat up from sleeping and proceeded to speak in a different language. It was like something overtook his body. And I want to know if it's some kind of message he was meant to know, or if it was benevolent, or he was just dreaming. And the second part for myself is if I have anything off balance, like my third chakra or my pineal gland, or anything off balance for Eric to let me know. So that's it.
So Eric, which of those two questions do you think would be most
the
valuable
first one.
To have the answers to?
The first one. And he's saying that there's something blocking, there's something going on with the throat area of your friend. Eric is showing me it's a hazy area where, does he have some sort of throat issue or esophagus issue? Where he has indigestion or acid reflux, because we can see some sort
he's
of something going, happening.
He's getting over bronchitis right now.
Okay.
So that's what it is.
We can see the throat issue, and it was not an evil spirit that took him over. He was actually in a dream state, and it really was a conversation that was continuing as he was coming out of the dream state. So he heard part of it while he was in dream state and part of it while he was awake. Eric is saying that he will be communicated with again. It would be in his best interest to keep a notepad and a pen by his book are by his bed, and no matter what, he thinks how crazy it is or not, write down whatever it is that he first remembers when he wakes up. Because these voices, Eric is calling them voices, Eric, what's better, guides, angels, are talking to your friend, and it's about time for your friend to make change. Does he have low back problem and achy legs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's slowing down physically because he may be somebody that's off the spiritual path, as we talked about in the beginning. He may not even know it because does he know he's off the spiritual path?
I think he knows. I know he's busy, steady. He works like a horse, and I always think somehow that I could help him, but I don't know how to help him.
Well, you can help him by standing by and asking really relevant questions, Eric says. What is it that you need to acknowledge today about your day? Because he represses everything, and the throat chakra, it's not surprising that it's gray and it's foggy there because he doesn't always speak his mind.
So right.
There's a backup of energy in there. And
right.
The other way helpful.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, the other language, it was being forced out of him. So he needs to speak his mind.
Yeah, but what language is he speaking?
Oh.
Like angel speak? Or is he speaking, maybe it was from another life that he had and speaking the language of the country of origin?
Eric is just saying to me it was gibberish. It was really just like when you wake up and you just don't kind of know what you're saying. But he's saying it definitely wasn't English. It definitely wasn't English. But it was part of the bringing the dream, coming from dream state into real life. Like you wake up and you're groggy and you just don't know what you're saying. There's meaning to it, though. There's definitely meaning to it. And the message was
energy language?
You know how, like Eric is saying to me, think about pig Latin. It's something that you know, ig pe atin le is very easy to understand once you understand the concept of what you're doing to make it pig Latin. So when you dream and you're in this dream state, it's like a different kind of language that you dream in, but yet when you're awake, it sounds like gibberish, but you would clearly get it when you're sleeping. That's why it's important when you wake up to write it down.
So apparently the spirit guides are trying to help him out, and he's getting some connection there.
Yes. And he needs to ground himself. He needs to slow down, and he needs to speak his voice. He's just working. I can see his fingers are like to the bone.
Right. Yeah. I always try to tell him to slow down too.
Well, Eric is showing me his little feet are running. What's he running away from?
I don't know. He's got some things that happened to him in the past and family issues and different things.
He's got walls.
Well, do you think that he would benefit by having a session so he could speak with his angels and guides or even Eric?
Absolutely. A 1,000,000%. Because if he's willing,
yeah.
It's like,
there's that.
Listen, you'll go to the dentist when your tooth hurts. When your tooth hurts so bad you have no option, you'll go to the dentist. Don't let him get there when, visiting a medium or a psychic. Don't let it hurt so bad that you go in and it's infected.
Yeah.
Try to jump ahead of it.
Yeah.
Right.
All
right. Wow.
Anything else you want to say?
I hope that was helpful.
To her?
Yeah. No, that was
Eric,
very
any
helpful.
Other advice for her?
No, I just.
Go ahead.
You were going to say
something?
I'm
sorry. Eric is done.
I just didn't. She didn't say if I have anything off balance in my chakra or anything.
We answered the first one. He said you said answer one or the other.
Oh, yeah.
Very literal.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling
in. That's fine. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You betcha.
Love and light.
Love and light. Right.
Love and light. Eric was being very literal.
Yeah, he very often is. So, Eric, we really don't have time for another caller, so I'm just wondering if you'd like to add anything else about anything. And, Veronica, if you'd like to share something.
Eric, what would you like to close with? Eric is reminding us that we can only see to the level that we perceive. And once we understand that we have the ability to shift our perception, we can see things in a whole new light. So what, and to be mindful of what looks like one thing to me might look like something to somebody else. So shifting perception might be helpful to creating this healing, this love that the world so desperately needs.
I know. Yeah, what is our spiritual path as a collective?
Oh, gosh. Our spiritual path, you know, he's saying, he summed it up when we first got on, ET phone home. Our spiritual path as a collective is to return home, is to return to love. You know, ever since man was created, it's been turmoil and chaos. But he's adamant that that is because we have to know the opposite of where we're going so that we are driven by it to get there. So it's not good or bad, right or wrong. It just is. And
exactly.
He has like an aerial view. He has an aerial view of everything. So he can see that, all right, so you turned left down there when you should have turned right. It's all going to work out the same. So chill out, he says.
Yeah, you got a cliff notes, man. Not fair.
Yeah.
Chill Veronica, out. Would you like to share anything?
No, I. You know what? If you guys want to visit me at veronicadrake.com, that's cool. Check it out. I got a ton of free stuff. I have a free Facebook group, Making the Spiritual Practical, where I'm teaching on reincarnation, past life regression. I just do a lot of free stuff for people to help them. And Eric has just changed my life, and I just want to acknowledge that I am eternally grateful and humbled, Elisa, by this experience. So thank you so much.
Well, we're eternally grateful for you. We're eternally grateful to you, Veronica, and love you both. Eric, come by and visit, okay?
Love, love. Mom, I'll be there. I'll be there.
Okay.
Says,
love you
I'm
all.
There.
Until
love you.
Next Monday, peeps. Bye.
Bye.